Hi, everyone. This is Carolyn from Second Serve. Who is excited about the French Open? The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris, and you can watch every court live on Tennis Channel Plus. You can watch it on your phone or smart TV live in HD. So you can watch it at work or while you're waiting in your kid's carpool line. Live coverage begins Monday, May 20th. You can be there when it happens with Tennis Channel Plus. Hi, this is Carolyn, and Aaron is here with me, and we are thrilled to have 17-time Grand Slam champion and winner of two Olympic gold medals, Gigi Fernandez, here with us. The really exciting part is that she now coaches adult recreational players just like us, and she has a lot of online classes, so you can take a class from Gigi Fernandez no matter where you live. I took the Gigi method, and it has completely transformed my game. Gigi, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thanks for finding me.
So my first question is, what mistakes in doubles do you see adult recreational players making the most?
Oh, you know, the one basic mistake that I'm constantly talking about is following the ball, because, you know, we've kind of all been taught to follow the ball when we're at the net. The problem with pros, when we follow the ball, we stop probably 18 to 2 feet from the sideline. But recreational players continue to go, I have my little board here. So like when you're following the board, when you're following the ball this way, you know, it puts this person in the alley a lot. And when you're standing in the alley, you're leaving 90% of the court for your partner to cover. So you know, I try to solve that by telling players to stagger. When you stagger, one player is slightly in front of the other. And that has really kind of solved the problem of middle confusion, right? Because also when you move side to side, we're not really clear who gets the middle ball. It's like yours, mine. Sometimes I think it's mine, you think it's mine. So when you stagger, you solve that problem, because whoever's closest to the ball in doubles always has the first right of the ball for the last 100 years and for the next 100 years. Whoever's closest to the ball in doubles has the first right. It's not my half, your half. It's whoever's closest to the ball, whoever's in front of the ball has the first right of the ball.
So if someone says that's actually my ball, if I can get to it, it's mine.
Yes. For the most part, if you're in front of your partner and they're calling you off and you think you can hit it, you hit it, right? So, you know, sometimes there's confusions on lobs. Like if a lob goes over me and I'm about to hit it and my partner says, I got it. If I can hit it, I hit it. But if I can't hit it, if I feel like, oh, I'm not really quite there, then I just, and she has told me I got it. That's her telling me I'm here if you're not. So it's okay to defer an overhead if your partner tells you I have it, if you don't have it.
And I just want to clarify too, and don't cover the alleys. That's the biggest thing that's made. I mean, it's a huge change to my game, and it works. It is crazy.
Yes, because, you know, statistically, we know, and I know this from, I've been coaching recreational players now starting in 2012. So it's almost 9 years now, going on 12 years, or 10 years rather. We know that if I stand a 3-0, 3-5, or 4-0 here and feed him 10 balls, they'll make one or two inside the alley. Mm-hmm. With a backhand, zero. 4-0s, maybe one. 4-5s, 5-0s, one or two. So you don't want to cover the shot that you're going to execute 10 or 15% of the time. And that's on a fed ball, and a nicely fed ball that, you know, you're standing there with all the time in the world, no match pressure, no nerves, you know, no stress, not, you know, nobody at the other side of the net poaching and agitating you. So you know, you should by and large give them the alley. There's two exceptions. The first one is, well, they have what I call the rule of three. If you've been passed three times in a row by someone on the alley, then this person has this shot, and then you have to account for it. But that's going to be the minority of the players. And then the other exception is when opponents are hitting inside shots. Inside shot is on the inside of the court. If you have an opponent hitting a forehand here, the natural shots for forehand there are to go cross court, which is into this alley. Then they can hit it down the line into this alley, but they cannot hit it into this inside-out alley because their partner's in the way. So if somebody's hitting an inside shot there, then that's the one time you're going to cover the alley. The other time that you may cover your alley is if someone comes in, they have an outside shot, but they're coming in for the kill. You know, if someone's coming in and they're going to rip the ball. And, you know, where can you hit the ball hard when you're inside the court? You can hit the ball hard down the line. You can hit the ball hard down the middle. You cannot hit this ball hard cross court. It'll go wide because you got to clear the net, right? So if you're going to hit it cross court, you have to put a little spin on it or dip it. So in this case, also I tell players, when somebody's coming in for the kill, then you cover your alley.
Okay.
But they have to be short and coming in for the kill. Otherwise, just let them have it. Pushback that we get a lot in that is people don't like being passed down the alley because they feel like, I don't know what they feel, but I felt like if I didn't get passed down my alley, I wasn't doing my job because I wasn't forcing players to try that low percentage shot, you know, and they'll make them 1 out of 10 times, you know, probably at 1-all or 2-all. But when it comes down to it, a 5-all in the third and a tiebreaker, these are really hard shots to make. So kind of trying to not be so obsessed with covering your alley will immediately make you a better doubles player.
Yeah. But some of the people we play with that are higher level than us are like, cover your alley, like they think that's our number one job. Her and I both feel like, and we've both taken a little bit of your courses and we're like, that's not right.
Yeah.
Gigi said, that's not right.
It's just, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, sometimes I wish I had not called my doubles program the Gigi method because people think that it's like some weird way that I play doubles. But it was, you know, I just had a camp with Martina Navratilova a couple of months ago. And Martina and I said to the players in the camp, listen, Martina and I have not had any conversations about what you're going to learn over the next 3 days. I'm going to present to you the Gigi method. And I can guarantee you that her and I will not have one disagreement. And sure enough, you know, we went through 3 days of, you know, 10 or 12 hours on the court, and everything that I said, she was like, right on, right on, right on, right on, right on, right on, because that's just how you play doubles. It's how you play winning doubles. So,
but I think since you're mostly coaching 3-5s and 4-0s, we can say Gigi said that. Like, this is Gigi's method, and Gigi says it, and she's won 17 Grand Slams.
Yeah,
and we need to listen.
This is specifically for 3-5s and 4-0s because for pros, inside shots, they can hit them anywhere, right? And in fact, I never had an inside shot when I was playing, ever. Because if I had an inside shot, that meant my partner didn't do her job. I kind of figured out this whole thing of the inside shot while coaching recreational players.
Because it happens all the time for recreational.
Yeah, because you're so obsessed with covering the alley that the middle is, you leave the middle open.
Right.
Where, you know, really the reverse has to happen. If you control the middle and doubles, you will win the majority of the matches. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even after I took the Gigi method, I came back in and I started playing again, and I was throwing in Australian. I was throwing in all the stuff that I learned from you, and it was working.
It worked.
It was crazy.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a couple, you know, my I had just had two cancellations on my camp with Martina. They weren't COVID related. I've had a lot of COVID related cancellations, but this one was work related. So I had two spots for the Martina camp in April. And then I also have two spots for the February camp. So if anybody listening wants to come to a camp, I have the 3-5-4-0 spots, are in February. And then the Martina camps is pretty much any rating because I have players there from 3-5 to 4-5.
Can you tell us a little bit about your camps? I mean, Aaron and I were talking right before you got on, and this is our bucket list. This is what we want to do.
Well, let's go. You guys are perfect for that February.
I know, we would love it.
So the camp's 3 days. You arrive like on day one, which is usually a Thursday. And then we play 2.5 hours Thursday night, and we have dinner. We have a welcome reception dinner. And then we've been doing them outside because of COVID. And then, and actually everybody's testing for this one. I'm making everybody test. Now it's so easy to test. So everybody will be tested and negative, or if they're positive, they're not coming. Friday, we play all day. We play 3 hours in the mornings, 2 in the afternoon. We have lunch. At lunch, I go over the 5 steps of the Gigi method. And then Saturday we play another 2.5 hours in the morning. And I talk about the roadmap to mental dominance, which is my mental toughness product. And I do that at lunch. And that's it. And then I have an optional 4th day add on. If you want to stay for Sunday, we have a massage Saturday afternoon. And then we do a supervised match play against members of the club, which is the Innisbrook Resort out in Palm Harbor. It's about 20-25 minutes from the Tampa airport. So yeah, I used to do 16 players before COVID. We had 4 courts in a row, and that was great. And now I went to 8 because of COVID. So keep them small. And we have great pros that have been doing this with me now for 3 years. So yeah, it's been challenging a little bit with COVID, you know, but we've managed. We had one in July. We had one in October, November, December, and then we have one in February.
I told Carolyn earlier, I couldn't wait to do this podcast with you, but I also can't wait to get off the phone and like go through. I started going through all the lessons. I did one Zoom one like in May that you had done like a live, like 45 minute, just a quick one. And I like did screen captured everything. But now I want to go through the whole site and sign up.
So if you're on my email list, and I don't know.
I am now.
Probably both are. So for people who are not on that are listening, I have what I call the Grand Slam Call of the Month. So on the last Monday of every month, I get on a Zoom call with some famous person. Like the last month was Lindsay Davenport. The month before with Mark Woodford. Next month we have Jim Courier and Patrick McEnroe, Lisa Raymond. But this month is next Monday. It's at 8. It's free, entirely free. It don't cost you anything. And the theme next Monday is fitness and health for tennis. So I have the WTA Tour head trainer, the person that has been there for 30 years that developed the whole health services department around the WTA. And also the head dietitian for the USOC, United States Olympic Committee. And then we have Brady from Online Tennis Lessons, who put together a specific tennis fitness course. So three of us, and then my co-panelist, who is Peter Freeman from Crunch Time Tennis, are just going to talk about fitness. So you guys should all hop on that call. Gigi Fernandez Tennis is my website. And you guys join my list and start getting those emails.
Yeah, and we'll make sure to put all of this in the show notes, how they can sign up for your website, how they can sign up for the Gigi Method and everything like that. We'll make sure to include in the show notes.
Yeah. Sounds great.
We can't thank Gigi enough for talking with us tonight. Next week, she will tell us when we should poach and what it's like to coach adult recreational players after coaching legitimate professionals. Also, when Gigi was explaining court positioning, she was showing us some things on her board that has a tennis court on it. If you would like to see a visual of what she was showing us, please check out our Facebook page, which is Second Serve Podcast. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon.
Hey, Second Serve listeners, this is Erin. Carolyn and I are so excited that the second slam of the year is happening this month. The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the French Open, and Tennis Channel Plus is the place to watch it. Tennis Channel Plus brings you courtside with 3 weeks of unparalleled access, and they do this with every single court live. Watch on your phone, your smart TV in HD, or like I do, on my iPad while I'm sitting at my desk working all day. I love to flip around to different matches on Tennis Channel Plus to see my favorite players in action. Don't miss your favorite tennis legends battle a new generation of talent and watch exciting new rivalries emerge on the historic clay courts of Roland Garros. If Carolyn and I can't be in Paris in person, at least we can watch all the matches on Tennis Channel Plus. Daily coverage begins on Monday, May 20th. Be there when it happens with Tennis Channel Plus. I know I will be.